I told him.
What's this scenario? Yeah.
What's going on, but it's a lie. I'll give y'all 5 seconds to catch your breath.
Band for Band with Winnie and Christina.
Hello. Can you hear me? I can't really hear myself.
Well.
Okay. No, it's probably good.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty. I'm going to let you talk.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to Band for Band on CKUW 95.9 FM. It's another Friday, and we're here sharing fun music with you. I've been gone for what feels like weeks. But
it was a week.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I just feel like I. yeah, I'm back, and today we're going to be playing some dancey, four on the floor kind of like house.
Gay dance party
is what we're calling it in the spirit of Pride Month. Yeah. You were just listening to Bon Bon by FC Euchers. We can't say their name on the radio, so
you can
do
can
with
imagine.
That what you will.
FCUKERS.
Yeah, but they're hot right now. That's a song from.
How did Jimmy Kimmel pronounce their name on when they went on his show?
Euchers.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, Bon Bon. That was it.
That's a track from a couple years ago. I want to say it was like 2023, 2024. But they released their debut album that I've been listening to a lot, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this show today. Yeah.
Shall we move on? We got a lot to get through.
Yeah, we have a lot of music to get through today, so I don't think we'll be doing a whole lot of yapping. Hopefully,
we say that
all the time, and then we do end up having things to say. But we're gonna try to keep it short today.
Yeah, yeah. So here's "Bouncy" by Debbie's Thug Life and Money Phone.
Debbie, is that hip? So with time, Debbie, that's a cool. Debbie, is that hip? So with time, Debbie, that's a cool name. We'll be right back.
pee myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, make sure you do it with your mouth closed because your breath.
Hey, no ins and outs. You come out, your shit is gone. Bitch.
Going back to Tangier with some guns and a spear. Post Christy shit, post chicken of the egg addiction shit. Past the sherm stick, be a reality. Be the freak you wanna see, just don't follow me. I'm on a journey to the center of three. Grab your fucking chain and drag you through the bike lane. Everybody's like, I got this pregnant snake. Days surrounded by long hairs, a plethora of maniacs and spiral stairs. Make you want to break in the Apple Store. Sink or swim, who fucking cares? Birth cords, dick. Gaga can't handle this shit. Headed for the Sammy Davis wing. Grow up a black, all the dangers of linens and things on the way. Never call it a day. Visit Tesla's grave for the nighttime today. Still on the way, bigger wing. My existence is a momentary lapse of reason. Got the DNA of gothic lemon, shredded 13 times out of 11. Your bad ideas are the ATM, shed my skin. Leave it for the homies who's sleeping. Prodigal, fuck that nautical, teaching bitches how to swim.
Welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Band for Band with Winnie and Christina.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You just heard Hacker by Death Grips.
You know what?
And before that, Video Nasty by Femtonil.
Femtonil.
fentanyl.
It's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I overpronounce things all the time.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, we're playing gay dance party tunes. That's what we're calling it.
Have more enthusiasm. Yay, sorry, we're playing gay dance party tunes. Yay.
I'm just cool to cut, like, move on. Keep on listening to the tunes because I don't have anything to say. I feel like, you know, also like the gay dance party isn't going to have some like randos like us just suddenly like autistic randos stop the music and then just like, hey, this song's cool.
I like this one. It's really nice.
So we're going to listen to Limousina by
One Tablespoon.
One Tablespoon featuring Cherry Cola.
Yep.
Sin tratar, nena hardcore sin empresa, limbo lila o limusina, quítate de aquí con tu corola, te siento eléctrico cuando escucho mi voz, me siento eléctrica cuando yo te toco, fishnet todo roto, ese es mi estilo, me pinto las uñas en la limusina, de mi estilo, en la limusina, I'm not ready yet. Make up.
I'm paying.
And we're back. That was KGB by Adela. Last minute addition to the show because we wanted to be nice. Sorry, Elle, that's the last time we play a song for you.
Well, that's not true, but
because
we also needed songs.
I thought you would have liked that, and then you texted me, not this one. This one's bad, but you know what? You know what?
I like that.
I kind of like that song.
That was awesome. Frankly.
I don't know. I got to show you the music video later. Like, the dancing is top tier.
Okay.
I'm not really, like, a K-pop adjacent girly. And this song's been annoying the heck out of me. Because it's been all over my Instagram feed. But, I see the vision. I get it. It's a pretty catchy song. What did we listen to before that? We were listening to
Madonna by Porches, which I don't know, we maybe played. I love that song so much.
Yeah, I mean, I love his whole discography, honestly.
Yeah,
he just released a new album.
He did.
And it's, like, very different. It's not, like, his usual kind of, like, garage bandy sounding tracks, like dance music. It's, like, a very bare bones garage, like, garage grunge album.
Hmm.
It was very weird. I didn't like it the first time I listened to it, but I've listened to it a couple of times, and I'm like, yeah.
Come check it out. Yeah, what did you hear before that? Oh, Make Up by Prince.
That was your pick.
Yeah, that was sick.
I liked it. It's nice.
Yeah, off of, like, some, like, collection of, like, unreleased tracks from 2019. Of course, Posthumous. But, and then before that, Limousina by One Tablespoon featuring Jerry Cola. What's that one? I don't know. We're going to move on with Close to Me by Rochelle Jordan.
And then when we come, like, after that, we're going to play Uncle Ace by Blood Orange. And that song has kind of been making the rounds because I think he just played Bonnaroo. And people are, like, freaking out at the guitar solo in that song, especially when he performed it. It's so good. And also, I forgot that song's in Challengers.
Oh.
Everyone's
totally
like,
gives
oh,
Challengers.
Yeah, people have been making jokes. They're like, when my boyfriend who's not my boyfriend makes out with my boyfriend. And I sit there and watch. Spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Challengers. Anyways, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Watching the time was on our side. It's ticking away until the morning light. And it's been a minute, and need you in my sight. And I feel it, cause my heart has never been in this safekeeping. It's the worst when you're too distant. So I gotta tell you.
about that football.
Football.
Let's look at
how Canada's doing.
I hope that
against Bosnia and Herzegovina. Okay, it's 1-1 now.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever talked about soccer / football.
That's not true, because when we had Theo Vandenhoff on, all three, I asked them about FIFA.
I just didn't say anything.
I personally have never talked about sports in my whole entire life.
Yeah, organized sports, never heard of them.
Okay, whatever.
No.
I watched Mexico versus South Africa yesterday. It was the very first game. And honestly felt a little bit underwhelmed. But I did hear that out of the three host-like countries, Canada has the worst venue. Which is in Toronto.
Toronto does. Well, Vancouver has a venue, too. They're doing.
Is Vancouver a part of it as well?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how their venue. I don't know anything.
Apparently, our venue.
The sport before.
Yeah, like. Well, I'm saying R. I'm not in Toronto anymore. The BMO Field exhibition in Toronto apparently only sits like 78,000 people, which is like nothing. And the tickets were like $3,000 each.
No, 30 to 27,000.
Yes, but then 45. They added what? Extra seats, like really rickety, like. Risers.
Standard tournament. Oh my god, look at that.
And it looks so bad. Like, terrified. Like, people are paying $3,000 to essentially sit in temporary scaffolding. And for what? For what exactly? Anyways. I actually don't really know a whole lot about soccer.
What's going on? You know what? I was happy when we were talking about the Toronto Tempo. Not that I still don't know anything about sports.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they played a lot of games, actually.
And they're doing not too bad, aren't they?
They played one yesterday or like 2 days ago. You say that and you're like, oh, they're not doing too bad. And then you find out they're ranked like 10th in the WNBA out of 12 teams. Like, they're ranked 8th now. Still not great.
But 15 teams. That's
not awesome.
But
it's like okay for a new team, I would say. Yeah. Do you know what team is Caitlin Clark on the Sparks?
Don't ask me.
You're like, I love the WNBA, yeah, and then you
just
can't
being
even
a lesbian. Like.
You can't even name Marina Mabry. Her sister initially was on the team with her, and then she got let go.
Well,
within the first week.
Canadian sports.
They've been like,
folks.
I'm like, I don't know anything about sports. I know way too much about sports in the grand scheme of things.
You can tell us about what it was like with a mother who grew up in Toronto when the Raptors won and how crazy she went. I mean, like, you too.
Why are you acting like that was like the 2000s?
No, I'm not talking
You're
about
like,
it.
When your mother grew up in Toronto,
no, I'm
what
saying,
was that
like? No, I'm saying that, like, your mom went crazy about it, right?
When my whole entire family.
Yes, I'm saying I didn't grow up in Toronto. I was hanging out with
stupid
jazz
kids. It was like a big deal. And also, okay,
we
now
go.
We're going to talk about the Knicks, okay? And I'm going to say something. My mayor Muslim, my bagel's Jewish. My Christian dealer. Actually, it's not Nixon 4 anymore. It's Nixon 5. So that rhyme doesn't even matter. I think they've changed it. But I was going to say that the reason why my mom like lost it when the Raptors won the playoffs in like 2019, I think. Yeah, that sounds about right. It was like 2019.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of a full story or full circle moment because Knicks are doing really well, but OG Anunoby, who is now on the Knicks, who just helped the Knicks win their last game like 2 days ago, was on the Raptors when they won 7 years ago.
MVP.
Or maybe not 7 years ago. That was like six. He got traded. Yeah. Yeah. And he had been playing for the Raptors for like 7 years, so...
Okay, well, I'm going to start our next song. If you do have anything else to say, we'll just play it underneath.
Call and talk about sports. I actually kind of like talking about sports, so.
Crazy. Dude. News to me.
honest if you do.
What does your G-string look like? JK, anyway.
It's crazy.
You're
question,
listening
dude.
To CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And I'm really excited to play this last song. I'm always excited to listen to this song. Whenever. Thanks
it's,
for listening.
It's Be Faithful by Fat Man Scoop. We've been listening to Gay Dance Party Trash. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in.
You got a $50 bill, get your hands up. You got a $20 bill, get your hands up. You got a $10 bill, get your hands up. Single ladies, I can't hear ya. Single ladies, make noise. Single ladies, I can't hear ya. Single ladies, make noise. All the chicken heads, be quiet. All the chicken heads, be quiet. All the chicken heads, be quiet. Yeah, baby, stop this. Smooth face, feathers, sing along, come on.
I never
yeah.
Knew.
All the good looking women sing along. I can't hear y'all.
Never had someone to show me a love. Love like this before.
What's your zodiac sign?
What?
What's your zodiac sign?
I can't hear y'all.
What's your zodiac sign?
Yeah.
If you got more hair, get your hands up. If you got short hair.
Track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Let's go! Out! Stop!